Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch, and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a, and a wonder. I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. I use my songs to entice you with verses of ice you, and all of my bags of tricks to shoes and rats you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want a gal who would be a pal, would never look at another, who'd be good and true and take care of you. Sorry, you want another. Use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hicks of the weaker sex to voodoo you. Yeah, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never be burned at all. If you want to love who's a turtle dove, who will bring your life's little joys, who is sweet and shy with a gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. Use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and you never can tell when I'll use my teeth to bite you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell, but I'll be a son of a and a wonder. Well, let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never.
Hello, friends, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Witching Hour. This is an hour where I play you some of the darkest songs that I can find, because listening to weird music is good for you. This Monday night, we have a super special show with a super special guest, Miss Brandy Rinks of Putting On Airs.
Hello, hello. I'm trying to put on my spooky nighttime voice instead of my chipper Sunday morning voice.
Just pretend that there's a ghost right behind you. So I thought it'd be fun to have a little country-themed witching hour, because if anybody knows some spooks, some haints, it's the country artist.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. I feel like people in the South and Appalachia and like country music is so entrenched in like working class people who are very religious, and so there's just a lot of spirituality and just the roots of where country music comes from. There's just a lot of ghosts and trains and murder and spooky things, swamp witches, and I love it all.
I know, me too. High key obsessed with the country. Because, I mean, they get really like psychedelic and out there with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like some of the scariest things I've ever heard are like Appalachian folklore.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it's not even, some of it's not even supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
They're just like this song about murder.
Don't whistle at night.
Yeah.
Like,
that's creepy.
Okay. Why? Oh, just a skinwalker. I'll get you.
Oh, that's all. That's all. The Bell Witch gonna get you. No big deal.
And I just love that they're compelled to write these beautiful songs about it. And so we've collected a few of them. We've collected too many, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, we've got about three or four times as many as we need. We got a little excited.
Yeah. So maybe this will be a a two or three parter. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to go round robin style. Brandy's going to play one first. What are you going to play for us?
The first one is one that was kind of not on my radar until the past couple of years. I was doing one of my Halloween sets on my show, and one of my friends was like, hey, do you know this song? And it wasn't really on my radar. This is Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton with Genie's Afraid of the Dark.
Porter Wagoner's got some good spooky
ones. He's a weirdo, man.
He's a weirdo. All right, so we're going to hear Genie's Afraid of the Dark from Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Sit back, settle in, get comfortable, and let's ease on into this night, shall we?
Her two little feet would come running into our bedroom almost every night. Her soft little face would be wet from her tears, and her little heart pounding with fright. She'd hold out her arms, then she'd climb in beside us. In a small voice, we'd hear her remark, Mommy and Daddy, can I sleep here with you? 'Cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark. One day in the summer, we took some flowers to place on some old family graves. Jeannie said, Mommy, ain't it dark in the ground? Oh, Daddy, I'd be so afraid. Then she looked up at her daddy and me and said something that broke both our hearts. She said, when I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Jeannie was always afraid of the dark, and we never could understand why. 'Cause we looked after Jeannie with the very best of care, because Jeannie was our only child. Perhaps it was death that she was so afraid of, 'cause it took her one dark, stormy night. I think we always knew that we'd never see Jeannie grown, 'cause it seemed that she was destined to die. But on Jeannie's grave, we placed an eternal flame that glows and never loses its spark. And on the darkest night, there's always a light, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
Our Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
This is an instrumental, isn't it? Okay.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy crazy dreams again, Mama. So let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right there by his bed, with my hands around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. You know that little girl next door, Mama? I believe her name was Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We're sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Oh, Mama, why don't you get up?
Table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones,
digging up bones,
exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. That's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone.
Hello again, friends. This is The Witching Hour. This is also WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Thank you so much for joining me this quiet evening with a super special guest, Miss Brandi Rinks of Putting On Airs.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on the Cool Kids late night shift.
We are so excited to have you. I'm loving this country episode. I really, really am.
I was so nervous because you're the spooky queen, clearly. And so I was like so like digging deep. And I love that you just like brought out some Randy Travis. Like you're like, no, we're going to listen to Randy Travis. And so now like so much pressure. I'm like, okay. If we're playing Randy Travis, it's fine. It's fine.
There are no rules.
There's no rules. Hour. I was so worried.
Sometimes I fully play, I'll pull out a Weird Al and Liv will make fun of me, but I have to live my truth.
I know, right? What are you going to do? We're 90s girls.
Exactly. Yeah, Randy Travis, the man's got a voice of an angel. It's hard,
he does.
To, hard to deny.
Zaddy
Randy. Some airtime.
Yep.
Is he still alive?
Good question. I think he is. I think he's not well.
Yeah. He's giving off ghost vibes.
Yes.
Being a waking human, but maybe he'll come visit us here on the...
I would love that.
The radio wave ghost style.
Visit me. Visit me, Randy.
Yeah. What did we hear before that?
Before that, we heard Charlie Pride with The Snakes Crawl at Night.
Gosh, that was a
little
good
creepy one about snakes and murder and losing control.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Pride. Before that, I played Psycho by Jack Kittle.
That is the ultimate country creepy, like number one, if you're thinking about creepy country, like yeah. That's the one.
It's one of the ones that like started me off on this journey of spooky song collecting.
Yeah, I think that and Rubber Room are the top. Yeah, those are the top ones. Yeah.
Yeah, it gives me like physical chills. Like your legitimately eyes,
your pupils
scary.
Got huge like a scared cat when I said that.
It's a really terrifying number. And right now we are listening to Fire Waltz with me from the Twisted Teens of New Orleans.
Yes.
They just played Gonerfest and it was quite a delight.
They played three or four times at Gonerfest.
Twice in the actual fest and then once or twice on an after party. Yeah. So clearly we can't get enough.
Absolutely.
What are we going to hear next?
This is the Dillards with Polly Vaughn. It's a really kind of weird one.
Perfect.
About making a huge mistake.
Ooh.
Which is a very fearful thing.
Yeah, very scared of mistakes, particularly on this radio station. I can't tell you what we just went through trying to get the wide orbit off.
We'll see if we made any here in 45 minutes or
exactly,
so.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'm going to let the Twisted Teens play us on out, and then we're going to hear Polly Vaughn by the Dillards. So don't go anywhere. Sit back, settle in, maybe turn on another light. Because we're not alone.
Of blood on the ground. A cow ball lay in it, all covered with gold, and he never will ride any broncos no more.
Strange canyon road, strange love. look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash at another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on.
Hello, friends. And thank you so much again for joining us here on The Witching Hour. This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. And this is a special edition of The Witching Hour. A little Witching Hour putting on airs collab.
I love the mashup.
Me too. I'm loving this mashup. It's bringing life into this dark, spooky, cold, eerie radio booth tonight.
It is.
I feel that we are not alone spiritually.
Definitely never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did we just hear?
We just heard Cousin Emmy and the New Lost City Ramblers with Graveyard.
Mm. It was a good one. Whoops. Before that, I played Dead of Night by Orville Peck. What a velvety voice.
The greatest voice. I know, the absolute greatest voice.
I mean, I think we should bring that nickname Velvet Fog out of retirement.
Yes, yes. Perfect.
Sorry, well, what's his name? I don't even know.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Yeah, we're taking it from you.
Orville gets it now.
Before that, we heard...
Oh, that was Johnny Falstaff with Gonna Make You Die.
Oof.
Few things creepier than an obsessive weird man.
I mean,
if you know, you know.
No lies were detected. Before that, we heard from Tex Ritter, who is a staple on this show. You guys already know. Blood on the saddle.
I love that one. I love how he's just like,
he just came
maple syruping. Ooh. The bleh. It's like he took too big of a glug of pancake syrup before he started singing.
Too big a glug of blood. Gotta get it out.
Before that was the Dillards with Polly Vaughn. Super creepy one about a guy claiming that he thought his wife, who he shot, was a swan. I don't believe you, buddy.
I really can't get over how much I like that song.
That's a hell of an excuse. She looked just like a swan. She looked like she weighed about 30 pounds.
That makes sense. I mean...
happens to us all from time to time.
I really just like to go outside and spread my wings. And sometimes I do hear comments. People are like, is that a swan?
Is that a swan?
So.
A little brunette swan in the yard.
Well, up next, we are going to hear Best of Luck by Dang.
Best of Luck.
So don't go anywhere.
Best of luck and off you go. double, double toil and trouble. Fire burn in a cauldron bubble. Billy of a finny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. I have a newt, toe of a frog, wool of a bat and tongue of a dog, Adler's fork and a blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and a howlet's wing. For a charm of a powerful trouble, like a hell broth boiling bubble. I have a newt, toe of a frog, wool of a bat and tongue of a dog, Adler's fork and a blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and a howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boiling bubble.
Never by choice, there ain't an end in sight. Turn on the Won't you turn on the dark? I'm yelling out in fright. Turn on the dark, a paper and this time. Well, it was never mine. You chose the written end inside. Turn on the dark, cause I'm afraid of the light. Oh, won't you turn on the dark? I'm yelling out in fright. Turn on the dark, a paper and this night. Well, it was never mine. You chose the written end.
Story of a haunted house and a ghost they knew so well. If you pass by the haunted house there in the dead of night, you'd hear a woman's ghostly wail, but there was no ghost inside, for it was the yodeling, yodeling ghost. She'd yodel in the cellar. Wandered through the haunted house, you could hear her lonesome call. The men folks all insisted that they could feel her fond embrace when they heard the yodeling, yodeling ghost. She'd yodel in the moonlight, hooray, hooray. And when the rain would fall, hooray, hooray. And when it began to thunder and you could hear her best of all. The women were a jealous lot to burn the old house down. There's peace down in the valley now, and you'll never hear a sound of that honking, yodeling, tomping, yodeling ghost. No yodels from the cellar, hooray, hooray. No yodels from the halls, hooray, hooray. There's no haunted house to yodel in, and you'll hear no lonesome call.
Well, hello again, friends. We are just about wrapped on this super special country episode.
It's gone so fast.
I know, it really has. Time warp. I just watched Rocky Horror for the first time this season.
Wait, the first time?
No, just like this season.
Oh, this season. Like, okay, okay. I was like, there's literally no way.
Yeah, I have to like limit my intake of that movie because
that's fair.
You know. You just gotta keep things sacred.
Yeah. Oh, totally. We watched, I get Criterion and Shudder every fall, because you do, you know, because I'm about to hunker down and not leave the house, basically, for 4 or 5 months. And Jeremy doesn't really like horror movies, so I'm always just torturing him all season. But I made him watch Friday the 13th Part 2 last night. So, yeah.
What did he think?
He just ignored it. He was like, okay, here comes the expo dump. He's disrespecting the genre.
Boo.
But but he puts it, he tolerates it. So
well,
that's
nice. At least he tolerates
it. Yeah.
I recommend Halloween 3.
Ooh.
It has it's called Season of the Witch. It has nothing to do with Mike Myers or witches.
We love it when they just leave the canon completely.
I mean, it's probably my favorite of the Halloween series.
That's kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street too. Does 100%. The same thing. Yep.
100%. What did we just hear?
We heard Patsy Montana with Yodeling Ghost from 1954.
That was a good one.
Classic spooky.
It's also amazing when you can find a spooky older song by a woman artist.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Because they had to find their way into the studio.
Yeah,
so she was like, actually, I'm going to do a song about yodeling ghosts and I need some thunder effects.
Yes.
And they were like, okay, Patsy, whatever.
Okay, girl, we got you. I love it when they put a storm sound in there. It really just adds a really good necessary element. Before that, I played Turn on the Dark from Nick Shoulders.
One of my favorites. Oof. I'm a big Garhole. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Garhole label fangirl.
Me too.
I'm planning to go to the Garholes. I think they call it the Garholiday Festival. And they've been having it every December up in Fayetteville for, I think, 3 years now.
Awesome.
But it's always a good time. You should,
awesome.
You should check it out.
I know. I definitely need to. Especially in the dead of winter. You got to find stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff
what
to do.
What else are you doing?
Exactly.
Before that, I played Jack Scott with Country Witch.
Big fan of that one, too.
Yeah. It's a little kooky.
And just any song that's about witches specifically. I mean, they're never bad. They're always either like totally worshiping or like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of you.
I'm scared of you, but you're still kind of, there's like laced with like a fascination, I think. And then we started everything off with Best of Luck by Dang. Little Alex Benson art for you.
I want to look up the video. You said there's a good video to go with that, and I'm going to go home and look it up.
Yeah, I found this song on TikTok of all places. It has a little animation with it. Alex Benson is an animator, and it's like a little robot guy in the desert, and he encounters all these little creatures, and they're like bleeding out, and he's like, best of luck.
See ya, best of luck. Creepy.
It don't sound like you're dying, and I don't have time for crying.
What is your top fear?
My top fear.
Like heights, caves.
You know, I have a pretty substantial fear of cockroaches.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to have in Midtown.
It is, and it does come from a Midtown traumatic experience.
That'll do it.
Yeah, my first apartment that I rented by myself, baby Sarah, rented this apartment that was a part of a super old house, definitely haunted. It was on the third floor, and none of the windows closed, and the roof leaked, and there were some roommates.
You got some trauma.
A little bit of trauma, yeah.
I think mine is cannibals.
Ooh,
I read a book in college about like various cannibals, you know, and it got me creeped out.
Yeah, man, I read something about that too. The Australian guys who like went to study the cannibals in Africa, and then they just like never were heard from again.
Really?
Yeah.
I still have that book that I read, and it was like a cheapy pulp fiction type book, and it had like a very neon green and neon orange cover. I have to keep it like backwards on my shelf because if I like see it and walk by it, then I'll start thinking about it and creep myself out.
I do that too. Yeah, if you, dear listener, if you have a spooky book that you'd like to recommend,
ooh, send them.
Yeah, call in. Where's the phone number?
They erased it.
I know, it's somewhere. You can find it online.
I should have it memorized. I've said it 12 million times.
I know, me too. But I'm always reading it off the sticker.
I'm sure it's on the website. Find it on the website.
Here's the thing. I just found it. It is 901-460-3031. Call us and give us any kind of spooky wrecks, books, movies.
It's a voicemail line, so no one's going to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be scared of that.
Yeah, totally. Well, up next, we're going to hear 6 Foot Under by Bob Freifogel. So don't go anywhere for that.
Spooky.
I would like to thank you in such a way that we can only mention a few. settled in on the church house lawn. Through the old graveyard, I'm gonna walk around and bury my heart where it won't be found. 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under.
Killed